Ever feel like you're trying to cram like a whole semester's worth of studying into just one night? You know that feeling, like too much to do, too little time.
Ugh, yeah.
It's like a pressure cooker sometimes.
Yeah.
And you're not alone, trust me. The whole too much to do thing. It's basically the definition of student stress these days.
Yeah.
And it's way more complicated than just like pre-exam jitters, you know?
Right.
So we've gathered a ton of research for this deep dive. Articles, expert opinions, even some practical tips. All about student stress.
Cool.
And lucky for us, we've got an expert right here to help us unpack it all. So what are we seeing in this research? What are the biggest stressors students are facing?
Well, the classic image of exam stress, it's definitely still a thing.
Right.
But it's just one piece of a much bigger puzzle now. Imagine like a pressure cooker, right? Mm-hmm. With the heat cranked way up. That's what a lot of students are dealing with. And there are a bunch of things adding fuel to the fire, so to speak.
Let's break down those ingredients, that fuel to the fire. What's at the top of the list?
Academic pressure is a big one, obviously. One study we looked at found that 87% of college students said academics were their main source of stress.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge, right? And what's interesting is that this pressure seems to be starting earlier and earlier. Like, we're even seeing it impact elementary school kids.
So it's not even about just getting good grades anymore. It's got to be something bigger, right?
Yeah, it's like this pressure to be the perfect student, you know? This perfect record, perfect everything.
Right.
And that pressure to be perfect. It often comes with all the demands of, like, living in a digital world. Social media, for example. It's good and bad.
Oh, totally.
Students can connect and everything, which is good. But it also creates this pressure to, you know, look a certain way, present yourself a certain way. It's a lot. It can be exhausting.
It's like everyone's constantly seeing everyone else's highlight reel, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Hard to separate reality from that sometimes.
Totally. And on top of all that, we've got family stuff too.
Oh, right.
Economic worries, what parents expect from you, even just the normal everyday stress of family life.
It all adds up.
Yeah, it all trickles down and just piles on into a student's stress.
Like a perfect storm.
Yeah, exactly.
And then on top of that, you've got the pressure to be like well-rounded.
Oh, right.
Which basically means doing a million extracurricular activities.
Mm-hmm.
Sports, clubs, volunteering.
Yeah.
All good things, obviously. But it can be so overwhelming.
Mm.
Especially on top of everything else.
Hmm. It's true. Students end up juggling so many different things that something's got to give. And a lot of times, that's sleep.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and sleep deprivation is a huge issue for students. And it creates this awful cycle, right? Because when you don't sleep enough, it's way harder to deal with stress.
Right, which leads to more stress.
Exactly. And then even worse sleep, recipe for burnout, for sure.
So we've got academics, social media, family life, extracurriculars. It's like this pressure cooker is already at max capacity, you know, but is it like a new thing or have students always dealt with this level of pressure?
That's a really important question. And honestly, the research seems to say that student stress really has gotten worse lately. Like in the last couple of decades, it's really ramped up.
So it's not just us. Things really are more intense these days.
It's not just you. It's like things are objectively harder in some ways,
right.
But it's also the expectations. Those have changed a lot too.
Okay, so it's not just in our heads. What are some of the things driving this change then?
One of the biggest ones is college admissions. Getting into a good college is just so much more competitive now. It's crazy. So you have all these students who feel this immense pressure to have perfect grades and do a million extracurriculars, even from a really young age.
Yeah, it's like this ripple effect, right?
Yeah.
Colleges are stressed, so high schools feel it. And then it trickles down to middle school, even elementary school.
Exactly. It starts younger and younger now. And then you add in technology and social media, which we talked about before. Mm. They're amazing tools, but they also make it so much harder to escape the pressure, you know?
Yeah.
Like there's always something to compare yourself to, always someone else's highlight reel in your face.
And it never turns off.
Exactly.
Speaking of things that are hard to escape, we can't ignore how big events have impacted all this, right? Like, the pandemic must have been huge for student stress.
Oh, absolutely. That was a tough time for everyone, obviously, but for students. School shut down, everyone was isolated, and there was so much fear and uncertainty about the virus itself. It was a lot.
Like someone hit the turbo button on the pressure cooker.
Exactly. It really was.
Did anything good come out of that whole experience, though? For students' mental health, I mean.
You know, I think one good thing was that it really got people talking about mental health more. Like, it was impossible to ignore. You know, and that helped break down some of the stigma around it. People were more open about struggling, which is so important.
Definitely. It's hard to ask for help if you feel like you're the only one going through something, right?
Yay.
So we've talked about the clauses, how things have changed. But what about solutions? What can people actually DO about all this stress? Okay, so we know what causes all this stress, and we know it's gotten kind of crazy lately. But what can we actually DO about it? Our listeners probably want some tips, right?
Of course. And the good news is there are some really effective ways to manage stress, like actually backed by research. We'll get into some specifics in a sec. But first, it's important to remember you can't get rid of stress completely. And honestly, you wouldn't want to.
Really? Why not?
Well, some stress is good, right? It's normal. It's what pushes us to do better. It's just about finding that balance, making sure stress doesn't take over, you know?
Finding that sweet spot where it's motivating but not overwhelming. So how do we do that? Where do we even start?
You know, there's a super simple technique. It's called 4-7-8 breathing. You breathe in through your nose for 4 seconds, hold it for 7, then breathe out slowly through your mouth for 8. Easy, right?
I'm actually feeling calmer already. But why does that work so well? It's just breathing, right?
It seems simple, but it's powerful. Basically, it kickstarts your body's relaxation response. Deep breathing like that tells your brain to chill out, so then your heart rate slows down, your muscles relax. It really works. There are actually studies on this stuff, and it's amazing how effective it can be.
Wow, that's wild. And you can do it anytime, anywhere, right? Yeah. Big test coming up. 4-7-8. Deadline at work. 4-7-8. So easy. What else can people try?
Mindfulness is another really good one. And I don't just mean meditation, though that helps too. It's about paying attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without getting like swept away by them, you know?
So instead of freaking out, you're just observing those feelings. Is that it?
Exactly. And there are tons of ways to be mindful. Going for a walk, paying attention to your food while you eat, even just sitting quietly for a few minutes and focusing on your breath. There are even apps for that now.
That makes sense. Now, I've also heard of something called CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, I think. People say that's good for stress and anxiety. What's that all about?
Right. CBT is basically therapy, but it focuses on changing the way you think. See, if you always think negative thoughts, you're going to feel stressed and anxious, right? So CBT helps you identify those thought patterns and change them.
So you can rewire your brain to react differently.
Exactly. It's pretty cool. Now, we can't talk about stress without talking about the basics.
Oh, right. Like taking care of yourself in general.
Yes. Sleep, food, exercise. Those are non-negotiable. Seriously, right. They make a huge difference in how you handle stress. It's like building a strong foundation so you can weather the storm, you know?
It's so easy to forget the basics when you're stressed, though. People want those quick fixes.
I know, right? But honestly, those simple things, they're what really work in the long run. And one more thing, social support is huge EE for dealing with stress. Having people you can talk to, knowing you're not alone, it makes a world of difference.
So having good friends, family you can rely on, even a therapist, all of that helps.
Absolutely. It's about creating an environment where students feel supported, where they can be open about their struggles, you know, and that goes for parents and teachers too. We have to make it okay to not be okay. Let them know it's all right to ask for help.
This is great. So much good stuff here. But if our listeners only remember one thing from today, what should it be?
Start small. Seriously, you don't have to do everything perfectly overnight. Try that 4-7 vast breathing. Download a mindfulness app. Just pick one thing and start there. Little changes add up.
Love that. Progress over perfection. And for anyone wanting more specific advice, whether you're a student yourself, a parent, a teacher, we've got tons of resources and tips on our social media, so be sure to follow us. And that's our deep dive on student stress. It's a big topic. No easy answers. But by understanding what causes it and having the right tools, well, we can handle it. And we can help students thrive, even with all the pressure they're facing.